We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program one more time here on a Thursday morning. You are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we will be spending the next half hour together as you are traveling down the road or at work or at home, wherever you may be. You might be on your way home if you're listening at 5 o'clock. You might be even at work if you're listening at 10:30. However you may be listening, we are thankful that you have chosen to make us part of your day. So today we want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. We are very thankful for Creative AC and their blessing to us that they are in their life, in our life. First day with my new mouth. But they have a great desire to be a blessing in the community as well. And if you need their services, whether it's a new unit or a repair, whatever it might be, you can give them a call and they will get you up and running. So they recently did some work for us, and we are greatly appreciative of that. And with God's blessing and God's help, we ought to be set for air conditioners for the next several years. So all of the air conditioners that we had when we first came, I think there was some air conditioners that were from 1982 and 1987, something like that, and we replaced those probably 4 or 5 years ago. We replaced another air conditioner 4 or 5 years ago, and now we have replaced the last remaining unit. And hopefully we're not going to have any more problems for a long, long time. But if you need to talk to someone about your air conditioning needs, they can tell you what size you need. They can recommend what types of systems to use. They are really, really good at what they do. They know all about what the gauges mean and all that sort of stuff. And I just smile and nod my head they will do a great job for you. Creative AC Solutions, if you're in Central Brevard County, 321-759-3284. So yesterday we were talking about how to work, and the answer to that is in the meekness of wisdom, the gentleness, the strength under control that comes from a wisdom that is not earthly but is heavenly in nature. And that we talked about it, that it was pure, that it was gentle, it was willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy, the fruit of righteousness sown in peace by those who make peace. So what does your lifestyle declare? What does your lifestyle declare? It's very important that the lifestyle declarations matches the declaration of your mouth. And if not, what happens is you end up with a credibility issue. I was reading an article earlier this week, and it was talking about this person who is quite well known for their ability to pontificate with a great deal of verbiage, and you know, they like to be the center of attention. And this person said, you know, well, it's this person doing what this person always does, drawing attention to themselves. And you don't know if it's true. You don't know if it's not true. You don't know if they're trying to play you. You don't know. It's just this person assuming that it's their world and that we're just living in that world. How many of you realize that we need to have a better testimony than that? We need to have a credibility quota, if you that's not the right word. We should not have a credibility deficit in our life. That's the way I'll say it. We need to, when people think of us, they need to say, you know what? They're going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you the truth. Wouldn't it be a horrible thing if you went to the doctor and the doctor just lied to you all the time? You know, wouldn't you hate that? I can't imagine that that would be good for a long-term medical practice if the doctor was lying all of the time. And it should not be good practice for Christians for us to have a declaration coming out of our mouth that doesn't match the demonstration of the life that we're leading. 1 Peter chapter 3 is where we're going to be today. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1, and then we're going to get down to verse number 13. We're going to probably read verses 1 through 17. It says, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives." That ties in with what we were just talking about. "When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." Now, I think that if something is very precious in the sight of God, that it should be something that is desirable and sought after in our life. Verse number 5, "For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Drop down to verse number 13. "And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." There's that same word that we're talking about, the fruit of the Spirit, which is gentleness or meekness or mildness or humility, "having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed." That's where we're going to end the reading. So here it is talking about, well, let me tell you this. The question that we're going to be dealing with today, we on this gentleness topic, everything we have been sharing has how to deal with this. How do you want people to receive you? How do you want to receive the word? How do you clothe yourself? How do you walk? How do you work is where we were yesterday. And today is, how do you share your faith? How do you share your faith? And so it begins to talk about wives who were, who had embraced faith. This is Peter writing to people whose wives had come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but the husbands had not yet. Okay? This is not a text that advocates for what we call in theological circles missionary dating, where you're going to go and you're going to date an unbeliever and you're going to win them to Jesus. That's not what's being described here. These are people, husbands and wives, who were more than likely married, and then the wives came to faith in Jesus, and now they are saying, how do I reach my household? How do I reach my household? And it says, first of all, you live a life under mission. Okay. Many people, when they hear that word submitting to their own husbands, immediately in this day and time, red flags go up, walls go up, ears are closed, fingers are stuck into ears, and their mouth are going, la, 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 I can't hear you. But I want you to see that this is not living under the thumb of your husband. This is living a life under mission. Remember, these women were trying to reach their husbands with the love of Jesus Christ. And so every day that they would get up, every prayer that they would pray would be a life under mission of trying to reach this man with the love of Jesus Christ. Okay? And it says, that they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Okay? I've been around a long time. I'm not the oldest person you ever met. I'm not the youngest person you ever met, but I've been around a while, and I've seen a lot of things, and I've seen some Christians who had some wonderful things that they said, wonderful things that they believed, but they could also be some really mean and nasty people. One of the photographs that I saw when we were helping to pack my parents' stuff, I saw it again, and I said, this is a photo that I want. It's got a picture of my mother in it. And the reason that I love that picture so much is not because it's got my mother in it. It's got some other relatives in it as well. But because in that picture, there is one little boy who didn't get the memo that when they were taking this picture, which was more than likely after a Sunday morning service and everybody was probably tired and hungry and ready to go home. They were filling this church. They were taking a church-wide portrait, and everybody's got a complete somber look on their face, but there's this one little boy who's got this just ear-to-ear grin, and I love that picture just because of that little boy. And he said, you know what? This is the best day ever. Whenever I take my daughter's dog for a walk, you know, I come back and I say, well, tell mom, this was the best day ever. The best day ever. You and I, we live by our conduct. If the joy of the Lord is residing in our hearts, we should let our face know about it. We should let our emotions know about it. Our testimony should not be, don't you want to become a Christian so you can be just as miserable and unhappy as I am? That's not the testimony. That is, don't you want to become a Christian where you get to live free from the burden of sin? You don't have to live under the oppression of darkness. It says, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. This isn't, you know, something that they should be afraid of, but that you are living life the way that God wants you to live. It says, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. In other words, a Christian life should be more than superficial. There is enough superficiality in the world. People are not looking for superficial, they are looking for substance. And I hope that they can find that substance in the house of God. I hope that they can find it in you and in me. That are, you know, we're not without depth. Now, I will tell you, I've studied theology. I love to watch Ravi Zacharias. A minister friend of mine, his daughter works for Ravi Zacharias. A lot of times I'll be watching that, and my wife will come in and say, do you understand what they're talking about? And I said, yeah, pretty much. I love that. But you know what I don't like doing? I don't like arguing about faith. If there are people who are just coming around and they just want to argue theology, I'm sorry, I don't have time for that. I, I, I can discuss, I can have a relationship where iron sharpens iron. I'm not afraid of that. I know what I believe. I'm very confident in what I believe, but I don't have time to waste arguing. I've got too many people that I'm trying to shine the light of Jesus Christ into their life so that they can have their eyes opened and they can see the goodness of God and the greatness of God. So I don't want to be superficial. I've got to have some substance there. You need to know the Word of God. You don't just need to have a feeling. You need to know the Word of God. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit, because we are talking about how to share your faith. Rather, it says in verse number 4, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. You know, the world is taken up with appearance, you know, the handsomeness of a man, the beauty of a woman's appearance, you know. Those are the things that the world focuses on. But you know what? That handsome man could be an abuser. That beautiful woman may have no virtue whatsoever. Those aren't exclusionary. I've known women who were abusers, and I've known men who were unfaithful. I'm not saying that they're exclusionary. I'm just saying you've got to have the substance. And for God, it is what he considers very precious is what reaches down into the spirit, and where there is life in the spirit, there is a peace, there is a gentleness, and there is a spiritual beauty about them. Have you ever hung around somebody and you said, you know what, I just like hanging around them because they're, you know, they may be like Barnabas, where they're a son of encouragement. They just edify and encourage, they empower and lift you up. You don't hear much about them other than, man, they just have a beautiful, beautiful spirit. Well, let me tell you, the only way that takes place is where you ask Jesus to come and cleanse away all of the filth, the spiritual filth out of your life, and replace it with the fruit of the Spirit. And say, God, I don't want just to have an experience. I want to have a life-changing encounter that transforms me forever. Okay? For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. Drop down to verse number 7. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding and giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Now, if I were to ask you today, how many of you want your prayers shackled and burdened and weighed down so that they don't get across the threshold of your lips? No one would say that. Everybody who prays a prayer wants their prayers to be heard. Okay? And this scripture says that there is a way that our prayers can be launched from our hearts into the heavenlies, that will touch the heart of God. And that is when there is a reality in our home that represents the unity between Christ and the church. And that is there with the husbands. It says, husbands, lay down your lives for your wives as Christ did for the church. Okay. Now, this is not a simple passage of scripture here. It says, dwell with them with understanding. Too many people just throw up their hands and they say, well, I don't understand my husband. I don't understand my wife. And I'm never going to understand them. Too many people just throw up their hands and they say, I don't understand. I give up. And that's not the way to operate. You know what? If you don't understand something, you go to God. If if I don't know how to fix something, I go and try and figure out from the owner's manual, how does this get repaired? And God is saying, look, if you don't understand the person that I have united you with till death do you part, don't just say, well, I just don't understand. Reach out for, strive. Set yourself deliberately to put yourself in the position of understanding where they are. And then it says giving honor to the wife. Okay? Guys, if you want a surefire way for your prayers to just be weighted down with lead, you just keep on telling your wife, you know, how stupid she is. You keep on telling her how incompetent she is. You insult your wife on a regular basis, and I guarantee you, you're not going to have a prayer life that could, you know, that could resurrect a flea. It makes no sense to go and attack the person. Do you know God is not into the attacking other people? He is into forgiving other people, edifying other people. And you may feel like you have more wisdom. You might feel that you have more intellect. You might think that without you, you know, that you're just God's gift to humanity, and without you, you know, they would be most helpless. But I can tell you that God's, when you compare yourself with God, you're going to come up a lot shorter than that person. I am convinced that there are going to be a lot of people very close to the throne room of heaven that no one's ever heard about because they just day by day lived out an encouraging lifestyle. Husbands, give honor to your wife. Don't demean them. Do not undermine them. Honor them. And you know, allow them to be that type of person that takes your breath away. If they took your breath away at one point in time, they still have the potential of doing that today. And so I encourage you, honor them. And it goes on and it says, as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life. And so you treat that person not as an enemy, not as a hostile combatant, but you treat that person with honor, and you say, together we are going to inherit everything that God has for us. That's the way it should. All of that sets us up for verse number 15, how do you share your faith? But sanctify, verse number 15, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience. Okay? And so if we're going to share our faith, we've got to be set apart to the Lord. We've got to say, God, you know what? My house is not just my house. This is a possession that belongs to you, and I want to be a good steward of it. So you sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and you are ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. This is a confidence that you have in the Word of God, and it enables you to have a strength with gentleness and reverence that lines up with a conscience that says, you know what? I'm living my life in such a way that I don't have anything to hide. And if someone, you know, persecutes me, then other people are going to come and say, you know what? I know the conduct of that person. We are living in such an accusatory time. And you know, the thing with accusations is some of the accusations are true, and sometimes they're accusations for accusation's sake. Let me tell you what the Bible says about accusations. It says that things need to be established with two or three witnesses, okay? And so it's not just a verbal accusation. Sometimes that second accusation could be photographic. Sometimes it could be verbal, you know, where there's a recording. There's a whole lot of stuff. And you and I, we're supposed to live our lives in such a way that people know our conduct, that they've seen us live our faith in public. They know that we live it in private. And so that when they see it, they say, you know what? I know this person. I'm not saying they're not capable of it. I had a customer one time when I was selling shoes, and he was 92 years old. I'll share this story as long as I can. And I just got tired of asking the same question. How are you today? I'm fine. Anything I can help you with? No, we're just looking. We'd go round and round. And so I'd say, well, you know, are you behaving yourself today? And so I asked this guy that question one day, and he said, son, I am 92 years old. I can't do anything but behave myself. And about a week later, I heard on the radio that a 92-year-old man had just been arrested for murder. And I want you to know that every person that you meet, apart from God, is capable of sinning in the most heinous and grievous ways. So don't get overconfident in yourself. How do we share our faith? We share it by living it day in and day out. We share it by living a life of strength with gentleness and meekness. We live it because we are ready to give an account for what we believe, because we know the Word of God and we know the God of His Word. And that's how we win people. You're not going to win people with your lips. You will win people to faith in Jesus Christ by living a life that says, I believe the Word of God. I believe it enough to live it, and I believe it enough, and I love you enough that I'm going to share it with you in a tangible manner. I'm a visual learner. If you want me to really understand how to do something tangible, if I'm looking to build something, if I'm looking to repair something, I want somebody who will demonstrate it to me so that I can see it. It's okay that I read it and understand it, but I also like to see it. You know, there's a joke that's going around. Yeah, it's a really good book. It's got lots of pictures and very few words. Well, in reality, if we're going to share our faith, we need to give people a daily picture of what living in faith looks like. And we need to have the words that go along with it. Don't be afraid to share your faith. Someone may give their heart to Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.